Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Remember the other day when we were talking with the couple that witnessed the man who committed the murder at Devil's Den State Park, the double murder, the double homicide, and they thought they had enough information. They saw the guy close enough to get a composite sketch done. We said, well, let's get that done. Let's figure this out. Let's get an image. Well, we have that image now, and you may have already seen it. This is the image that a police sketch artist came up with based on the account of what they gave us and what they saw on Saturday, July 26, at Devil's Den State Park. This is the man, as you see in the image here. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're not watching us on YouTube and listening to us on the podcast platform, do check us out. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will find this video and you will find this image. We also have this image up on all of our social media as well. This is the man, as they have said to me this morning when I asked about the sketch and their opinion. They said this very, very closely resembles the man they believe they saw at that state park, the man that took the lives of Clinton and Christian Brink, age 43 and 41, stabbing them to death while hiking with their two daughters, age 7 and 9, at Devil's Den State Park in Washington County, Arkansas. So this is the man we're looking for now. The vehicle we are looking for. Well, that's another question, but as of right now, the vehicle that eyewitnesses recall seeing and that police are searching for, which now very well, we're a few days into this, may or may not be driving at this moment in time. A black four-door sedan, possibly a Mazda, an Acura, or BMW. Very loud exhaust, taped over license plate, or something covering the tag. And keep in mind, these are things that were noticed on the vehicle on Saturday, the day of the crime. Some of these things may have changed. The taped over license plate may not be so taped over anymore. I'm going to guess that vehicle may not be in the road right now. But, you know, people are stupid. And who knows, maybe this guy is one of them. And it's still out there. He was spotted fleeing the scene rapidly, almost causing a collision as he left the park. He traveled northbound on State Highway 170 or 220. Some witnesses also, including the, I believe the 911 dispatcher we talked to yesterday, had mentioned that on one of the NWA, and NWA is Northwest Arkansas, by the way, if you're playing along at home and not from Northwest Arkansas, it is not the early 90s rap group. On the Facebook page, there was reports of a vehicle matching this description driving erratically in that general area, heading towards town. Was that the vehicle? I don't know. It's an interesting thing, but certainly something. Right now, police are looking into anything and everything they possibly can get on this suspect, on the vehicle, on cameras, on GoPros, on anything and anyone who was at the park that day. If you're just beginning to jump into this and you're going, what is this all about? Let me give you the story. Clinton and Kristen were out exploring the area. They're new to Northwest Arkansas. And Northwest Arkansas, by the way, is built up of a whole bunch of towns all kind of piled on together, more than a million people in this general area. It's near Fayetteville, Arkansas, near Bentonville, near Rogers, Arkansas. We're all kind of one big city together, but it's multiple cities. Walmart is headquartered here, so it's a big deal. Lots of people. It's very, I'd say, well-to-do for the most part. We have a very good economy here. It's very low crime, and a community that is very friendly as well. These sort of things, as many say, I know it's very cliche, they don't happen here. And for the most part, we don't have a lot of things like this that happen here. So it does stand out in a community like this. People hike all the time. We have one of the largest hiking trails in the country and biking trails, all interconnected, where you can take your bike. People, outdoor enthusiasts, this is a premier destination in the United States for that. And now people are scared to go out on those very trails because of this incident that occurred, this tragedy that occurred at Devil's Den State Park. So this family, Clinton and Kristen, were out there with their two daughters, aged 7 and 9, on Saturday. The account that we got through our exclusive reporting here on True Crime Today and our exclusive interview with the 911 dispatcher in Washington County, and you can listen back to that on our feed here on the podcast feed or on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you're listening to podcasts, or if you're on YouTube, you'll find it in our feed. The dispatcher relayed to us from the children that when the kids finally got to the ranger station, because a good Samaritan found them on the trail alone, running, scared, screaming, the kids relayed what they witnessed. And they saw a strange man with very dark clothes, dark hat, backpack that was not something one would normally take on a trail like this, stab their father directly in the chest. It went from a beautiful sunny day to the unthinkable. And unthinkable as adults, can you imagine unthinkable, the level of unthinkable for children, for this to take place? Mom, Kristen, is reported to have screamed, "Why are you doing this?" And told her daughters to run as far and fast as they can. The daughters' account is this. It's, they ran until they couldn't hear their mother scream anymore. And they got pretty far. Good Samaritan then took them in and got them to the ranger station, in which they called the police. And then everything began. This man is still on the loose. We don't know much more other than what I've just given you. We now have a sketch. We're now approaching 72 hours in to this. From what I've been hearing, by the way, Arkansas State Police, please take heed. I've been letting you know this since Sunday. Your phone line, your tip line, hangs up on people. Now, I'm not trying to be an ass. I really just want this to go smoothly. Let's get this stuff together, but do better. Figure out your damn phone system, because people are trying to call it, and to this day, to this very morning, this Tuesday morning, now 4 days into this, the 479-751-6663 number, they're still having trouble. So figure this out on your end. If it needs to go to a voicemail, if it needs to just all go to a voicemail, if it needs to be transferred, if you need, figure it out. I'm sick of the excuse, because I throw this out there, and the excuse I get is, well, they could call this one, or they could call, you know what? People don't like to jump through hoops. And if they have information they're already maybe somewhat hesitant on giving, The easier they can get to you, the better. Put an email out. Do something beyond this phone number that's failing, because you have tons of people who have been trying to call it since Saturday, and they get hung up on. It rings, it rings, it rings, it rings, and it hangs up. And I know, you got a lot of people calling it. It's not designed for that much traffic. Fix it. Figure it out. No excuses. No, I'll just call this one. Just call. Fix it. You're missing leads and you're wasting valuable time here early on by not having that line functional. Now, if you got the guy, you know who he is, you're figuring out and you don't really care about it, great, okay. But for the love of God, this is basic stuff. Fix the line so it works correctly, okay? I'm telling you, I'm getting inundated with people telling me they cannot get a hold of you, and this is the way you're telling them to get a hold of you. So before we start complaining about the media getting information and running with it, how about you let them get to you with their information? Because this program is the one that got you the people who gave you that information for the sketch. That should be something you could have handled. It shouldn't be me, True Crime Today, Hidden Killers Tony Bruschi, bringing you the person that gives you the sketch. I think you could handle that on your own. I'm happy to do it. Happy to have people that will give us this, but for the love of God, come on. You're the investigators on this. You're the lead on this. Do better, please. Thank you for paying attention. That's the number, by the way, 479-751-6663. If you can't get through to them, email them. Call other numbers. They haven't given us, you know, really other alternatives. I've heard from other people, well, call the dispatch line, call the, do whatever. Call as much as you can. Call, I don't know. Because they clearly in 4 days haven't fixed their phone number. Give it a shot, though. If all else fails, call me. Email me. Send us a direct message on our Facebook page, on YouTube, on wherever it may be, where you can reach out to us. There's plenty of ways to do it. You can even contact us directly through our website as well. Which is truecrimetodaypod.com. Just click contact us and we'll do our best to pass it along as well. Since that seems to be a phone system is a bridge too far for some. Anyway, that's what we got for you. That's the picture. That's the problem we are still facing in this investigation, is not being able to get information to police in a timely manner. I feel like Gordon Ramsay. I just want to, what are we doing? Looking in that freezer with everything rotting away. Okay, I'm going to get off the phone number thing. If you guys got anything, please do let us know. Let the authorities know. And we will continue to update you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we follow for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.